As you might have noticed, I talk about a lot of weird stuff, so imagine researching all that. As I end up on all sorts of websites, I use incognito mode. But did you know incognito mode isn't enough to hide your browsing history? All your online activity is still 100% visible to a ton of third parties, unless you use ExpressVPN. Without it, your internet provider, mobile network, and admin of your Wi-Fi, like your boss or parents, can still see every website you visit. To avoid that, ExpressVPN reroutes 100% of your traffic through secure and encrypted servers. ExpressVPN is the best VPN, rated number one by top reviewers like The Verge. It's really easy to use and works on all devices. We can't take our online privacy and safety for granted, and I feel very unprotected without my ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/beamazed. That's expressvpn.com/beamazed, and you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/beamazed.
Vacation starts with VA. Whether you're feeling beachy, mountainy, or every-y in between, you'll find all that you love all in one trip to Virginia. Start yours at virginia.org.
From gold to fish and even cows, there are some extremely strange things that have rained down from above. Coming up are the strangest things that have fallen from the sky. And we're talking real life, not like the frog storm at the end of Magnolia.
You're listening
to Be Amazed. In 1996, a crew of Japanese trawlers were rescued in the Sea of Japan, clinging on to the wreckage of their ship. When authorities questioned them about how they had lost their boat, they were immediately imprisoned because of the ludicrous explanation they gave. They said that a cow had fallen from the sky, struck the ship, and caused it to sink. They were kept in prison for a few weeks until the Russian Air Force told the Japanese authorities of what had happened. They said that a crew of one of their cargo planes had stolen a cow from the edge of a Siberian airfield, but unable to deal with live cargo, had ejected the animal while they were 30,000 feet above the Sea of Japan. Before you start watching the skies for flying cows, though, there are questions over the validity of this story. It's been told a number of times over the past 30 years and has become somewhat of an urban legend. Still, these stories are always based on some element of truth, so it's entirely feasible that this did actually happen at some point. This next story, however, is a little bit more believable. In Florida, with its numerous golf courses, it's not too uncommon to hear someone shouting, "Four!" and having to watch yourself. But in 1969, something very peculiar, even for Florida, happened. During a seemingly normal rainstorm, dozens and dozens of golf balls fell onto the town of Punta Gorda. They filled the gutters, lawns, and streets and baffled locals as to how so many could fall in such a short period of time. The town on the western Gulf Coast often sees severe weather, including waterspouts, and it's now thought that a tornado passed over a local golf course and picked them all up from a golf course lake, to later deposit onto them when it dissipated. In early 2018, as the U.S. East Coast suffered the effects of a so-called bomb cyclone, which brought freezing temperatures and strange weather events such as the first measurable snowfall in Tallahassee for 28 years, Floridians experienced an even stranger phenomenon: frozen iguanas falling from trees. The reptiles, accustomed to the warmer weather, are cold-blooded, so when temperatures fall too low, their bodies shut down in an attempt to survive. This led to residents finding seemingly dead and frozen iguanas strewn across the ground. When the weather warmed back up, so did the iguanas, and they came back to life ready to climb back into the trees and do whatever it is that iguanas do. Perhaps more frightening is a story from Charleston, South Carolina, in 1843, when after a powerful storm, residents found a 2-foot-long alligator on a street near the French Quarter. It's thought that the only way it could have got there was by being carried there by a storm, probably explaining the reports that said it had a look of wonder and bewilderment about it as it took in its new surroundings. Now, while iguanas don't fall from the skies every day, probably one of the last things you'd expect to see falling down on you is raw meat. But there have been quite a few reports of it happening. In 2012, for example, pieces of chicken fell from an otherwise clear blue sky in Virginia and hit a girl who was taking a horse riding lesson on her head. Luckily, she was wearing a helmet at the time, so she didn't suffer any major injuries. Even stranger was an event in 1876 in what has now become known as the Kentucky Meat Shower. On a clear March morning, fresh, raw meat, what appeared to be beef, began to fall from the sky for a few minutes. It was all shapes and sizes, some as small as flakes and some as large as 3 inches in length, and once it had finished, had covered an area of about 100 yards long and 50 yards wide. There was great debate at the time about how this could have happened, with some even suggesting there was a ring of meat around our planet, while some occasionally fall down in the same way a meteor does. While both of these events seem very strange, there's a generally accepted explanation. That the meat has been picked up by birds, probably gulls, and they drop it when they have either had enough of carrying it or encountered tricky conditions to fly in. However it happens though, it's most definitely not fit for human consumption. This next item sounds not only fit for human consumption, but also very tasty, even though I wouldn't recommend adding it to your morning toast. Star jelly is a sticky substance that has been found in various places around the world, including in Scotland, the Lake District in England, New York, Texas, and many other places. And it was even the inspiration behind the classic horror movie The Blob. Legend has it that star jelly falls to Earth during meteor showers and is the sticky substance that keeps space rocks stuck together. But the reality is a lot more down to Earth. During an investigation for a TV show in the UK, a wildlife presenter retrieved a sample of star jelly and sent it to the Natural History Museum in London. Their analysis found that the substance was amphibious in origin, most likely a frog, and also contained traces of a magpie. This has led to the conclusion that, rather than being otherworldly matter, star jelly is, in fact, the remains of a frog or a frog spawn that has been dropped by a bird that was in the process of eating it. It doesn't sound so cosmic anymore. I'm always looking after your online safety, and here's a very valuable tip for you. Data breaches worldwide are rising yearly, and the number of victims has gone up nearly 41.5% from 2021. Hundreds of databases hold your personal info, like your names, home address, social security number, and all of this could fall into the hands of criminals. Basically, your personal information is being sold or published online without you even knowing about it. The good news is that you have the right to protect your privacy and request that data brokers delete the information they hold about you. The bad news is that it would take you years to do it manually. Incogni puts an end to this problem by conducting automated removal requests on your behalf. Ever since subscribing to Incogni, I no longer receive cold calls and I feel much safer online. Check out incogni.com/beamazed and be safe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next time someone asks if you've got milk, spare a thought for the residents of Chester, South Carolina, who got more than they bargained for in 1969. One of the local factories was owned by a company called Borden, whose main product was a non-dairy creamer called Cremora. For those who aren't familiar with it, the powdered product is added to liquid and turns into a milk substitute. The factory wasn't well maintained, and in particular, it had issues with its exhaust vents. They would occasionally get blocked, and this would result in the powder being released into the air. As you can imagine, if this happened while it was raining, the town would get covered in a layer of creamer. In 1991, the company was eventually fined for the incident and others that happened in the late 60s, being ordered to pay $4,000 for releasing Cremora beyond the planned boundaries. More often than not, things falling from the sky can be much more disturbing than milk. And one of the most unfortunate examples happened to Mary Fuller from San Diego in 1978. She was sitting in a parked car with her 8-month-old son one morning when a human body crashed through her windshield. Fortunately, she and her son survived the incident with only minor cuts and bruises, but what they hadn't realized is that they had been witness to the tragic aftermath of one of California's worst ever aviation disasters. Far above them in the sky, a private Cessna aircraft had collided with a Pacific Southwest Airlines flight. 144 people didn't survive the collision, and one of the poor victims had been ejected from the wreckage and landed on top of the car. Of all the objects on this list, this next one is the one you'd actually want to happen. There have been a number of documented incidences where money has seemingly fallen from the sky, such as in 1957 when thousands of 1,000 franc notes fell down in the town of Bourges in France, and in 1975 when $588 worth of notes fell to the ground in Chicago. More recently, in 2017, pedestrians in Indianapolis found $1 notes falling to the sidewalk with the money thought to have come from a robbery gone wrong. And in late 2018, $30,000 worth of banknotes was thrown from a building and fell to the bang crowds in Hong Kong as a stunt to promote a currency website. But if cold hard cash isn't your thing, then how about gold? In 2018, a cargo plane was taking off from the Yakutsk airport in Siberia when the cargo hatch tore open and spilled nearly 200 gold bars into the air. Weighing almost 3 metric tons, most of the gold bars landed onto the runway, but the plane continued for 10 miles before it could land, so a large quantity fell to the ground that was never officially recovered. It might be surprising, but fish is one of the most common animals to fall from the sky. So much so that in Mexico they have a name for it, lluvia de peces, which means rain of fish. There are countless stories of communities struck by this phenomenon, and it happens across the world. In 2010, the Australian town of La Jamanu experienced 2 days of fish rain, with hundreds of spangled perch falling, some of which were still alive. It's thought that a thunderstorm could have picked the fish up as high as 40 or 50,000 feet into the air, where they're frozen until they fall again. This was the third time in 30 years that it had happened here, but still, the meteorologists seem unable to predict it happening. Then in 2012, players at a Californian golf course found an even larger fish, a leopard shark. It had puncture marks, which seemed to have been from a bird that picked it up from the nearby Pacific Ocean, and amazingly, it was still alive. Workers took it straight back to the beach, and it soon swam off, seemingly quite healthy. Now, in what is probably the worst news possible for any arachnophobes, spiders falling from the sky is actually a relatively common phenomenon. There are actually 2 ways that this can happen. The first, common in Brazil, is because of a species called Parawixia bistriata. These small spiders aren't actually falling, but weave very fine webs anywhere they can in order to trap prey. Almost like fishing with a very fine net up in the air. The web is virtually impossible to see with the naked eye, though, so it gives the impression that they're falling down. The other way spiders get up so high is because of a process called ballooning. This is how spiderlings travel to new areas. They climb to the top of tall vegetation and release a little silk balloon that carries them in the wind. They have been seen traveling miles with this method, causing havoc for those in their path, with the ground getting covered in webs when a swarm lands. It's this method that has allowed spiders to travel across the world and reach islands that would otherwise have been inaccessible to them. Next time it's raining and you look up to the sky, remember that it could be more than just water falling down from the heavens. If you're lucky, it could be something valuable like a gold bar, even though they're heavy enough to be lethal. But it could just as easily be something potentially deadly or incredibly gross. It could be an army of spider balloons coming to haunt you. Either way, you'll have to pay attention if you want to be amazed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.